I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. The United States and Iran had a third round of nuclear talks yesterday, yet the Iranian regime is still dealing with threats of revolution at home and growing opposition abroad. We spoke with Edwin Keshush Abnous with Heart for Iran. Behind the headlines, he asks believers to pray for the suffering Iranian people.
I want to pray that this can be negotiated or something happens within the country, within the regime. And also, I want to pray for the economy not to be affected more than what it is affected now, because at the end, regular population are being affected and their livelihood is in danger and they're really struggling to have a regular and safe life.
The only sure hope is Christ. Heart for Iran says new Iranian Christians are being baptized. Ultimately, pray for open gospel doors. Then, every summer, Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings program takes a team of Native American leadership students across the country to do ministry with different Native tribes. After growing in the summer program, students often want more time with On Eagle's Wings. Weston Francis with Hutchcraft Ministries says,
they want someone to intentionally spend time with them, intentionally disciple them, and intentionally be there. And so we created the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center to do so. It's a gap year program. And we get to spend a whole year diving into God's word on different topics. But a big part of it is talking about their identity in Christ and giving them a firm foundation.
Please pray for these students that their faith will continue to grow during the program and that God will use them in unexpected ways. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.